What Franklin has to attract visitors. Franklin is a vibrant destination for kids and adults who enjoy doing and attending, outdoors and indoors. From baseball to hiking, from symphony to civic celebration, Franklin delivers in its safe, clean, quiet country setting close to Milwaukee. What Franklin has to attract visitors. Franklin has abundant city parkland, recreation facilities, and trails, as well as access to the river for visitors to enjoy indoor and outdoor recreation. The Rock Sports Complex at Ballpark Commons is a destination gathering place for adults, kids, and families. The Milwaukee Milkmen and the UW Panthers baseball team play home games at Routine Field, which provides a more intimate and hassle-free experience than Miller Park, without major league prices. Game Day USA All-Star Weekend, Rock League, and other youth baseball tournaments at the Rock Sports Complex attract families throughout the Midwest to Franklin. The Hampton Inn Suites provides 3-star hotel accommodations for visiting families. Visitors and residents gather together at celebrations and events, including the 4th of July Civic Celebration and Parade, St. Mary's Fair, Arbor Day Celebration, and summer concerts, along with other heritage and special events, as well as the selection of offerings held at the Milwaukee County Sports Complex. Ballpark Commons Mixed Use Entertainment District will offer amenities and programming anchored around sports and entertainment products, including Routine Field, Lux Golf Bays, and the Midwest Orthopedic Specialty Hospital Performance and Wellness Village. What Franklin has to attract economic development. Most importantly, the city of Franklin has a new service attitude in its approach to economic development. Franklin city government, its people, its policies, and its processes are here to help businesses locate, expand, and prosper. Our mission as responsible stewards of the natural and built environment is to ensure that development enhances, not detracts from, the present quality of life our residents enjoy. And then in detail, what Franklin has to attract economic development is the close proximity to the airports, General Mitchell and O'Hare, easy access to freeway systems and to the Port of Milwaukee, serviced by Milwaukee County Public Transit System, acres of developable space, a wide open market for upscale specialty retail, and unique character in architecture and products, those unique kinds of businesses, business development incentives, high disposable income population, and being the fastest growing community in Wisconsin. We've got industrial parks, a 425-acre Franklin Business Park, and 200-acre industrial park. So, how are we unique? Franklin is Wisconsin's rural big city suburb that is a city of houses and open land. Although it's not unique, it's notable that a community of substantial population, the 22nd most populated in Wisconsin, has no town center. Franklin's truly unique asset is the Rock Sports Complex and the developing Ballpark Commons Mixed-Use Entertainment District, which form an innovative, dynamic destination, a gathering place to live, work, and play. The image of Franklin is Wisconsin's rural big city suburb with plenty of space to be. Nestled in nature, adjacent to heavy developed suburbs and the city of Milwaukee, Franklin provides family-oriented country tranquility amidst the bustle of metropolitan life. Franklin offers rural quality of life within close access to big city amenities. Some of those key words that we chose are really definitive. The word be is to exist or live. Some of those related words are breathe, do, move, prevail, remain, and rest. Nestle, we chose to lie close and snug like a bird in a nest, to be located in a sheltered spot, to be naturally and pleasantly situated, to make one's home, settle in a home. Also tranquility, that quality or state of being tranquil, the calmness, the peacefulness, quiet, the serenity. attributes that are commonly associated with country, a particular quality of life, including serenity and aesthetic surroundings, traditional American values, close-knit community, in touch with the land, relaxed and slower-paced, down-to-earth, honest and fair, friendly and welcoming, but not outgoing. And out of that, we've arrived at some taglines.
So we're just going to go through the tagline considerations. So we have the space to be. Country tranquility. Spirit, initiative, vitality. Celebrating quality of life. Nestled in nature. Community with nature. Neighbors by nature.
And then we're going to take a look at the logo marks. We have the two logo marks that the Tourism and Economic Development Commission chose and brought to you a number of weeks ago. And then we also felt that a couple of logos that we had presented previously warranted putting back in and taking a look at because of the taglines that were developed.
So I'll just walk through the logos. These, like Keith said, the first two ones are presented before and selected by Tourism and Economic Development Commissions. And these next two, like Keith said, were concepts that were developed, that we had developed, but we felt we needed to bring back because of the research that we came across in the taglines that we developed. This first one has a herd element, which relates to nature, the vitality of the city, and the vitality of the residents. And of course, the nestling of the residents where people really enjoy to make a home here. So I usually do PowerPoints. And then this one also relates to the nesting, but also the economic vitality of the city and the potential for growth. And then next, we took these logo considerations and put them with the taglines to show how they might work together. So Franklin, the space to be. Franklin, country tranquility. Franklin, spirit, initiative, vitality. Franklin, celebrating quality of life. Franklin, nestled in nature. And Franklin, community with nature. And finally, Franklin, neighbors by nature.
It's your show, Keith.
That's where we're at. So it's interesting. The folks who responded to the survey very much love the community. It feels like to us that people have moved to this community because of its openness and what it is. So it's that aspect of the balance between what does it become in the future through economic development and not lose what it has currently. And I know from talking with all of you, I was struck by the commitment that you all have to doing the best for the community. And that's reflected in that brand profile portion of the words that we've written. So I think you have some logo marks there to take a look at and make decisions on, and some taglines. And we think that they're very responsive to the research that was done.
So as a common council, remember, we charged the Economic Development Commission and the Tourism Commission to come back with two, which they did. So pending anybody having disagreement with that charge and the results of that charge, those are really the two that I believe we ought to be considering only, with all due respect.
Yeah.
We've got to honor what we've committed to. And then the issue comes down to taglines. And I have my opinions, but I'm voting.
I said, well, as the mayor, maybe it'd be important to hear what your opinions are. Because, you know,
that's political nature, isn't it? Well, first thing.
Well, you're in a political seat.
I paid 132.
Yeah, we all are. My first reaction, looking at the surveys, I'm going to go back when I get a few minutes and look at the survey we did with. He was Ruckin Murphy 58 and a half years ago. It was actually 20 or so. And take a look at how similar questions were responded to back then compared to this one. Just from what I can remember, pretty close. Obviously, some of the particular venues have changed, but it's pretty close. Target became Trader Joe's. We got the Targets. What I do notice as chief executive of the city is we've got to do a heck of a lot better job communicating with our community, bottom line. The comment that we don't do well working with our neighbor communities is just patently untrue, but how do they know that? They don't, because we never talk about it, or we rarely talk about it. I mean, the fact is we're right now having shared services with our surrounding communities with fire service. Our ambulance goes to Greenfield for change of quarters quite often. Similarly, Greenfield and Greendale come here quite often, change of quarters. That's instead of hiring 9 more firefighters. It's pretty unique. No other community does that. We do lots of that stuff. So we need to work better at communicating. So that's my speech on that. Because frankly, I saw a lot of those responses relate to people not knowing.
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Mike. Logo one, the space to be. So, you know, the space to be, the logo reflects that. I mean, with the aspect of a landscape where it's spread out, it narrows from small at the top to larger in the bottom. It just reflects it. It's very, very zen-like. Same thing with the country tranquility, that aspect of tranquility and the zen aspect. On logo two, which is has more action to it, the aspect of spirit, initiative, and vitality. Is reflected in there that wouldn't be in the first version. Although those are very vibrant colors, as it's intended with the landscape version, it doesn't have the motion aspect. Same thing with celebrating the quality of life. You know, when you're celebrating, there's an aspect of energy involved there that, that needs to be reflected in the logo mark.
Alvin Taylor.
I mean, I'm ready to, I mean, I think the request here is to vote on it tomorrow night. That's what's in there. All right, sounds good.
Alderman Mayor, I'm trying to put people on the spot.
Well, I thought we were going to look at some other logos, Mr. Mayor. We did talk about that a month or so ago that came before us in the packet of a previous meeting. I thought those were going to be considered as well.
Well, I don't know what you mean by those, because we didn't get any more other than the one that was submitted and the consensus.
Yes, we did. We had several other logos that were submitted that were included in a packet of the previous meeting.
That's those from that one couple, yes.
Right, right.
My sense was is that there was no interest in those. That was
I don't share that sense.
To do that, but then we pack up these binders and waste $80,000. Just to be really blunt about it.
I thought we didn't pay the $80,000 just for the logo.
We did. But the logo reflects on the branding. Well, I'll let Keith answer.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the purpose of the endeavor, is to identify the message that goes along with it. And I think we presented a pretty strong rationale of the how the message boils down to those taglines and then gets reflected in the logo mark.
So you put us on the spot, Mr. Mayor. Let's put you on the spot. Answer Kirsten's question.
Which was?
What is your preference of the logos?
The two logos, I like the... actually, I like the one that I presented to you way back when, but you guys didn't like it. So out of the two that we charged commissions to pick for us, I like that one. Kelly?
I have here one representative from the Economic Development Commission and one representative from the Tourism Commission. So I wanted to give them an opportunity if you had any questions about how they came up with these two logos or any comments that they may want to share. We have Mark Wiley from the Tourism Commission, and we have Rob Getch from the Economic Development Commission, and of course Alderman Barber, who sits on the Economic Development Commission as well. So if you had any questions for the members who were part of that decision-making process, they are here as well.
Anybody have questions?
I wouldn't mind hearing them. If they have any feedback or anything they'd like to say to us, I'm open to hearing any comments.
I'm Mark Wiley. I'm on the Tourism Commission. And we did have a quite extended review of, I think, 12 different logos, possibly. But we went through a forced ranking that took close to six votes to narrow it down to these two. And everybody felt that these two, one and two, were the most innovative and freshest compared to the logo we have now. And we had a number that were also very reminiscent of the current logo, and that's why we were looking for something vastly different, like I said, fresher. And so we did go through a fair number of forced rankings to that.
Rob Gage, so thank you all for your time. And I would say that, I certainly agree. The thing that I would stress is that as we embarked on this, it wasn't really about the logo itself. That's a nice to have, but this was really geared in the discussions we had, and really why we chose Thiel was about the entire package. So the logo and the tagline certainly are nice, but it's the entire brand of the city. How do we get out there? And for our commissions, as you're looking at the economic development or tourism, it's how do we really fulfill the missions that those two commissions have? And so when I look at these logos, you know, I look at it through those lenses, and especially looking at, you know, spirit and vitality and those things that, you know, it's how do we really attract the tourisms? How do we really attract businesses? How do we honor those who are here? So that's a spirit that I was looking at it and approached it, you know, and certainly hope that you'll consider that as well.
Alderman Barber.
How many citizen representatives do we have on tourism and
non-development? There's a total of 12 members. 5 serve on the Tourism Commission and 7 serve on the Economic Development Commission, and that includes you, Alderman Barber. So it would be 6 residents.
All these people were involved with this throughout the entire process?
Yes. This was in process before I came on board in June. Unbeknownst to one another, the two commissions were both working on this exact same sort of goal, and so when I came on board, I brought the two commissions together, and they started working collaboratively and went through many stages in the development, including bringing 5 different firms in, including Thiel Brand Design, to give a presentation, narrowed it down to 2, brought them back for more presentation work. So this was a very long process and involved all of the commissioners from both of the commissions to come to where we are tonight.
Kelly, I've always been an advocate of the process, and I put a lot of faith in the delegation that was put together in regards to the economic and the tourism committee. And the expertise that is on those commissions and committees has come up with their recommendation. And I believe that we can come to a conclusion with their recommendation. I think it would be behoove us to think that these individuals that commit parts of their time, their, from their family, to help this city out and to give us a new image and a new vision. These are some good ideas that have come out of the you know, your meetings, and I believe it's time that we move forward. You know, we've got to show that we've got vitality out here rather than the infight. And these images show that we've got the potential to move forward, and that's what we. That's what I plan on doing.
Thank you.
Well, I rarely see any logo that really excites me. Including the one that we currently have, I probably would have been about as neutral on that one if I was been on the committee for that one. But I am wondering about the tagline. Is there a particular, is this the particular tagline that the committee wants with that particular logo? Or is that open, or did they recommend one?
I am seeing this for the first time this evening as well. My question would be, are the taglines interchangeable with the two logos?
To a certain extent, I mean, some just are not going to work.